With what you need to know in the news on Friday, May 20th, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. Police in Toms River were able to de-escalate a situation where a man was wielding a machete, yelling at drivers between Brookside Drive and Route 37. Sergeant Chris McDowell pulled over Monday night, seeing what was taking place, and was assisted by off-duty Seaside Heights Police Officer Robert Wasilik and backup from Toms River Police, who created a perimeter. After about 20 minutes of trying to talk to the man who refused officers' commands to drop the machete, Officer Brian Appleby tackled the man and secured the weapon. The man was charged and brought to the hospital for an evaluation. If you're walking, watch out. A new report finds pedestrian fatalities are shooting higher across the Garden State.
The latest Governor's Highway Safety Association report finds there were 179 pedestrian deaths in Jersey in 2020 and 220 last year, an increase of 23%. Wendy Burke of the Jersey Pedestrian and Bicycle Safety Coalition says distraction continues to be a major issue.
Driving takes 100% of attention. It is a full cognitive task.
Dan Callis of Avenues in Motion says another major factor is speeding.
Managing speed is essential to minimizing the crash risk, crash severities.
I'm David Matthau.
Legislation that seeks to improve transparency about schools' health and sex ed curriculum advanced through an assembly committee on Thursday, despite criticism that it wouldn't actually change very much at all.
Jenny Lamont of the Principals and Supervisors Association says the bill calls for things that have been done in the schools for a long time, such as being available to discuss concerns and allowing parents to opt kids' adolescents.
It's been our experience that most districts, from what we've heard, are already posting this curriculum on their websites.
Assemblywoman Vicki Flynn says that's true and required by the state's monitoring system. She calls the bill window dressing.
You have all been told that this bill will help address an issue that I know we're all getting a lot of calls on. I'm here to tell you it's not going to address it.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Amtrak is about to begin major track work that will impact trains between New Jersey and New York. It won't be as bad as it was a few years ago when a quarter of NJ Transit service had to be diverted. At least through November, the work will be done on the weekends, not impacting weekday commute. Still, though, the riders are being warned to prepare for delays up to 20 minutes getting into and out of Penn Station in New York. The recent rain may have given you some temporary relief from your seasonal allergies, but the suffering is expected to return in full force over this very hot weekend ahead. And you may not be completely in the clear either for quite a little bit of time.
This weekend may be a big problem, says Dr. Joel Mendelson, director of allergy and immunology at Newark Beth Israel Medical Center. So if you're someone who's easily impacted by pollen,
I would say it would be a good idea this weekend with the heat wave to stay indoors at least until noon.
Mendelson believes New Jersey has reached the peak of tree producing season. Now it's a matter of getting enough rain to wash all the powder away.
But the problem is all of this rain is good for the ragweed season, which comes in August and September.
I'm Dean Alflamia.
Gas is averaging close to $4.85 for regular along the Route 1 corridor, up another few cents a gallon. The statewide average, according to AAA, is $4.77. Diesel has somewhat stabilized for now at about $6.33 per gallon. Oil prices remain above $110 a barrel and remains the main driver in skyrocketing gas prices. Taxes that businesses pay into the unemployment fund are due to increase in July and again next summer, but the legislature might take steps to ease that financial bite. Assemblyman Roy Freiman says the proposed bill is a positive for the business community.
We're saying to them, look, we realize that the increases that are currently scheduled will have a negative effect. And with this bill, we'll actually give them a tax credit for any of those increases that they might occur.
Ryman says more than 70% of New Jersey businesses would benefit from the bill, which is written in a way that larger employers would not be eligible. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great weekend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.